Let's move now to the United States and a story that shocked the world. George Floyd's death at the hands of police officers gave prominence to the Black Lives Matter movement. Today, a white police officer stands trial charged with murder and manslaughter for Floyd's death. I'm joined now by a U.S. correspondent, Simon Marks. Hi there, Simon. So Derek Chauvin is standing trial. What is the latest coming from the trial?
Well, we've just wrapped up opening statements and presentations by both the prosecution and the defense. I have to say, I don't think that the United States will have been as galvanized by any courtroom proceeding since the O.J. Simpson murder trial. This is a trial that I think Americans from coast to coast are going to be absolutely gripped by, with enormous consequences for the country. The family of George Floyd saying that this trial is a referendum on the ability of the criminal justice system to dispense justice in the case of George Floyd and other minorities brutalized by police. Prosecutors began by saying that there is no excuse for the murderous activities of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. They played that entire 9.5-minute videotape, that harrowing video recorded by bystanders remonstrating as they were with Officer Chauvin, who continued to keep his knee on George Floyd's neck as George Floyd expired in front of those cell phone cameras. At the beginning of the tape, he's saying, "I can't breathe." He's saying, "My chest hurts." By the end of it, he is completely non-responsive. And prosecutors point out that some of those in the crowd called the police on the police, and they will testify that they were so outraged by Officer Chauvin's conduct that they thought their only recourse was to call 911 and urge more police to attend the scene because they felt a crime was being committed. But the battle lines are absolutely drawn, Sally, because the former officer's defense lawyer is arguing that George Floyd can be seen taking drugs and concealing drugs in the minutes leading up to his attempted arrest. It is clear they are going to litigate the toxicology reports to a tremendous degree of detail over the 4 weeks of this trial, and they insist that the jury must find Derek Chauvin innocent of both second and third degree murder, the two charges that he's facing.
So what a chilling start to that trial, and we'll certainly keep track on it here. And now to an issue that, of course, we're very concerned about in South Africa. In Mozambique, the weekend news that insurgents had attacked the town of Palma. It's now been seized. Islamic State has now claimed victory over that town. And this, of course, happening just before gas company Total was about to restart work. Very worrying situation. People have fled. People have been killed. But we also know that the United States is getting involved. What is the latest response from the U.S. on what's going on in Mozambique?
Yeah, well, I think it's worth making the point there is a U.S. response, which is not something that we would necessarily have seen prior to the inauguration of President Joe Biden. Certainly the Trump administration, uniquely among modern American presidencies, I think would not necessarily have waded in the manner in which the Biden administration has done. The State Department issued a statement strongly condemning the terrorist attacks and violence against civilians in northern Mozambique. The attacks, say the State Department, show a complete disregard for the local population, which has suffered tremendously because of the terrorists' brutal and indiscriminate tactics. And as you know, there are four U.S. forces on the ground invited in by the Mozambican government as military observers. The embassy in Mozambique said earlier this month that U.S. Special Operations Forces will support Mozambique's efforts to prevent the spread of terrorism and violent extremism. And while there will be a debate there and indeed here about the role and presence of American forces on the ground there, this certainly serves as a moment that the State Department is embracing for the United States to re-engage with Africa broadly, a continent that in very large measure received very, very little attention from Washington over the last 4 years.
Thank you very much. From Washington, our US correspondent, Simon Marks.